6:50 a.m. We welcome Johnny Ellis to our newsmaker line. Good morning, Johnny.
Yeah, good morning. How are we?
So you are an attorney. You're running for chancellor in Chancery Court Part 3. You're a write-in candidate. So tell us, did you try for the Republican nomination? Why are you running as a write-in?
Michael, the sad truth of the matter is, for years and years, the Republican Party has not really come out for candidates in the Davidson County judicial elections. We haven't elected a Republican judge in Nashville since 1972. So it's been 50 years since anybody's been elected as a judge as a Republican in Nashville. I entered the race as a Democrat and filed paperwork, and then they checked my voting history and some Facebook posts I said that were impolite about some Democratic Party.
You were impolite? Idea. Oh, my goodness.
Well, I mean,
he must be a really bad guy if you were impolite, Johnny.
I know. You can't say Nancy Pelosi needs new teeth, but she does. I mean, it's all true. Nothing I wouldn't take back or false.
Now, that's anyway, not so your main reason to be why people should vote for you as a write-in, right?
No. I mean, I've had 25 years of experience as an attorney. I mean, I've been practicing here. I've practiced in all the courts. I've argued in front of the state Supreme Court before successfully. I testified in front of the legislature about issues on real property law and was kind of related to my Supreme Court case. But I've just got more experience, and I think that you have to be a lawyer in the courtroom before you can know how to run one as a judge.
That makes sense. The Democrat candidate is not a lawyer in the courtroom, or what's the Democrat candidate
background? She's pretty fresh. She's pretty fresh. She's been out of law school just a few years, even though she's repeatedly said that she's got 20 years of experience. She only graduated from law school in 2014. And that's just not 20 years. I don't know what kind of math that is, but I think sometimes she'll weasel in and say, I've got 20 years experience in business and law, and then keep on going. But she never says the law part is only.
What does a chancery court judge do?
A chancellor does cases that are equitable in nature. And that means that you have to take the facts and the law and fashion a remedy for people who have a problem. Now, this has to do with trademark, copyright, property line boundary disputes. It might have to do with property ownership, maybe a contract that people had, which is a little ambiguous, like a land contract or a lease purchase agreement. And maybe one party says they completed it and the other party says, no, they didn't. And, you know, you have to try to fashion a result. Chancellors also issue restraining orders for things like I had a client one time that had made his mortgage payment. Wells Fargo Bank had withdrawn his money automatically and then tried to foreclose on his house. We showed them where the money had been drawn out, and they didn't accept that, and they went ahead with the foreclosure sale. And I went to Chancery Court and got a restraining order and stopped the foreclosure sale one day before it was going to auction.
Wow.
And then, 5 years later, that was the sixth largest jury verdict in Davidson County in 2006. So Chancery Court is it's a mixed bag of things, but it's from the English. King Henry VIII had the chancellor. The chancery of the Church of England made equitable remedies for people who came in there, and we've carried that on into our jurisprudence. And we've got four chancellors in Davidson County, and I'm Chancery Part 3, right in me, Johnny Ellis, because I got kicked off the ballot. I'm not a Democrat. The Democratic Party said that I was just a wolf in sheep's clothing.
Johnny Ellis, wolf in sheep's clothing, what are the odds that a write-in candidate works?
Well, it's only happened once before in Davidson County. And that was in the late 70s, I think, with Judge Mondelli. But we've got a unique situation right now. I think that there's enough Republican voters coming out in the 5th District race, so that should give me an opportunity to, if I could get my message out, and say, you know, we just don't need a woke agenda on the bench. We don't need somebody that wants to come in and change everything and have a social agenda being a judge. The judge shouldn't be a political office. The judge should not be tied to any strict set of political guidelines. You should have your conscience. You should have the facts and the law and be able to run the case. Now, what we've got in this situation with the 5th District, we've got, a bunch of judicial, well, I think 9 congressional candidates. And that's going to bring a lot of people out to the polls. And I appreciate your giving me an opportunity to talk to some of the listeners who are going to be voting in those races.
One minute.
Because they could vote for Johnny Ellis on Chancery Court Part 3, Chancellor Part 3 here in Davidson County. And there are going to be a lot of them. There's more to learn at electjohnnyellis.com if somebody wanted to learn more about me. But is it a long shot? Well, it's not a slam dunk. But I could have won in the primary as a Democrat, and they know that. And they
kicked you out. All right, Johnny Ellis, write-in candidate for Chancery Court here in Part 3. Johnny, thanks for joining us, and good luck.
They told me 3 days after the deadline to refile.
What a shock. ElectJohnnyEllis.com. Johnny, good luck. Thanks to you for joining us.
Thank you very much. I appreciate your time.
Bye-bye.